So, premature IRA withdrawal penalty fees are significant.
Don't you feel cool when the highlight of your week is a series of hot showers?
Mm-hmm. I need to join a gym, but could I just saw off my own arm instead?
Going to a fancy party tonight and the only winter coat that goes with my formal dress was eaten by moths.
Have such a good day. Hello, world, and welcome to
your favorite podcast.
Heather and I are a little punchy because we are getting to the end of 2018.
We are, and I'm drinking green tea. A little caffeine in the afternoon might make me a little crazy, so I just want to warn you.
It's green tea. You know.
But yeah, we'll see. But it's mostly
caffeine versus no caffeine. Like, I can't do caffeine in the afternoon.
Exactly. I normally don't.
I can't sleep at night.
Something I might, I don't know, I'm sweating. Something crazy might happen. So just, you know, keep on watching. Keep on listening.
So we're recording this just a couple days before the new year. Mm-hmm. So 2018 is coming to a close. And I know a lot of people joke about the fact that 2018 was a real shit show. Mm-hmm.
A real doozy.
And it, you know, we talked about this on the show last week. For better or for worse, it was a complicated year.
I think we talk about it almost every episode.
We do.
In some capacity.
Since May, when the show started, we were like, this is a terrible year.
Maybe we jinxed ourselves.
Perhaps. But, We are winding down, and so that's going to be a theme of this episode, because why not?
So shizzle.
And I hope that everyone is wanting to have a better day, because we want to have one too, and we're going to do our best to give you one as well.
We are. That is our number one goal, is you and wonderful days.
It's true. If you're new to the show... And you might be like, what is happening right now? Have Such a Good Day is Heather Frank and Sarah Lane's podcast that is a labor of love and also a way for our community to have a little bit of a brighter day. Mm-hmm. Because we run through the absurdity of life.
We really do.
And we do it for your entertainment benefit, but also for the greater good of...
humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
the greater good of humanity, that's what the show's about.
And we hope that these are such, you know, daily absurdity, you know, circumstances that you'll probably relate, and it'll make you feel closer to, I don't know, something bigger.
Exactly.
In the universe.
I think relating to other humans, for me anyway, is sometimes a challenge.
Yeah, I agree.
And when I do feel more of that, mm-hmm. I feel happier.
Oh, absolutely.
So
you feel less alone.
Exactly. Yeah. And there you go. And that's why we're here.
So actually, you know, this is a good time to maybe pitch our bonus topic for the end of the show. You know, this was, it was a tight race. But I think the one that we're going to talk about today is what something about yourself that you would change and something that you wouldn't. And originally, it was just something that you would change. And then Jude Sturman, one of our viewers, suggested, why don't you talk about both? So that's what we're going to talk about at the end of the show for you $5 and above contributors.
Yeah. And for anybody who's saying, well, what does that mean? Am I one of those people? If you are a contributor on Patreon, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday, that is the way that we get contributions from the community, mm-hmm. to help our show stay afloat.
Absolutely.
And there are extra perks for folks who go the extra mile, and there are many of you, and we love you all.
And so help us float our boat.
Exactly. Help us float our boat.
So how was your week, Sarah?
Oh man, so I wanted to... Okay, speaking of floating your boat or not floating your boat, this is an interesting topic, and I think a lot of women and men probably have a lot of opinions about this one way or another. Mm-hmm. And that is the idea of chivalry, mm-hmm. and how often when you meet somebody for the first time, mm-hmm. as a heterosexual female... Mm-hmm. Is the male expected to pay for things?
This is a very good topic.
And I don't know what the answer is. But I know that it bugs me mm-hmm. when I've just met somebody who's being, you know, real into me mm-hmm. and is like, yeah, no, but you can pick up that dinner. I just met you.
It's very unsexy, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's not, it shouldn't be assumed that he has to buy everything.
Of course
not. But somehow at the same time, I get very turned off when that happens too quickly.
It's nice to be taken care of, especially in the beginning. And
yeah.
there is, you know, it's not expected to for them to pay for everything from here on out.
No,
but
the
very beginning,
not.
They're kind of wooing you. And it is, yeah, maybe it's a little bit of an old school, like traditional thing. But I think it's still important. It's important for the woman to feel like she's being, you know, chased.
Right.
You know?
But I also feel like as much as our social landscape has changed.
Sure.
And certainly with, you know, male and female roles and you know, what is assumed. I am uncomfortable saying that to a guy. Like,
of course, it's hard to bring up.
You should be paying for this shit.
Yeah. How do you bring that up?
Right. Because I don't want to seem like I'm just trying to get a free meal.
There's almost no way you can bring that up.
I know.
It's so frustrating.
It's a real conundrum yeah. in this dating life of ours.
And so, but what it does, it's interesting because it makes you not want to see him again. And it's like, it could just ruin something that could be good in the long run. But he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of ruining it right off the bat.
And I also feel like to explain that to somebody makes you sound like a gold digger.
Absolutely.
So what do you do?
You just stay, you just zip your lip.
well, but then I had to pay. Yeah, it's something that I went through with a perfectly fine gentleman. Don't have to get into any more than that over the last week. But I found myself being very annoyed mm-hmm. and then was like, you know, Sarah, this might be pretty unfair of you.
Well,
to
actually,
be really annoyed about this.
This is a good question for the audience. We'd love to hear from you about this topic. Like, do you guys think that chivalry should be dead, or is it still important? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. We would love to hear from you.
We seriously. Certainly would. And this goes beyond just like picking up the check. It's like opening a door.
Totally.
Now, I love that.
I do too.
I think that's very kind.
I do too.
Some women are actually offended by that.
You know, it's very,
and it just depends on where you are in life and what kind of relationship you want to have.
It's funny that things like that can be deal breakers, you know, because you could like really have a great connection with somebody. But I don't need it to be where the guy walks all the way around, like if he's on the other side. But when it's convenient and when it kind of makes sense,
sure.
Oh, I love it. It's like, yeah,
like you don't have to put your jacket down over a puddle for me.
No, exactly. But that's a better example. Or carry me over the threshold,
right.
Like every time, you know.
Yeah, but it seems like on date two, like I offered to pay for dinner and
opened
you just
the door for
you
me.
Were like thrilled.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
like maybe just insist that I don't.
Here's the thing that bothers me. I've seen this with guys where they don't open the door for you. And I really find it very unattractive because you open the door for a neighbor. It's not even just about, it's a respect thing.
Oh,
you know, you would hold the door open
in the morning if someone's coming in.
Yeah.
I'm like opening the door.
Absolutely.
If I think they're going to be there in a few minutes.
So it's almost like insulting if somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
Especially a guy who's trying to woo you and he doesn't open the door for you. I'm sorry. That might be a deal breaker for me. I mean, sure, if he forgot or he spaced out. But in general, that kind of stuff is important to me. I think there's a, you know, you like to feel like a lady. I know that for me, that's what it makes me feel like a woman and I like.
Well,
I like
and I think
it.
I think you and I share that and maybe, you know, we probably have our own little idiosyncrasies where,
sure.
you know, it's slightly different, but I think we both feel that way. I also feel like I'm uncomfortable saying, well, guys should pay.
Yeah.
Because I don't really feel that way.
Of course.
But I also feel like in the beginning stages, when it doesn't happen, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't set the tone.
Like, I'm not calling you back.
Yeah. Man, listen to that, guys.
So.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, please. How was your week, Heather?
Well, it was, you know, there was a holiday. There was a lot going on. I went up to the Bay Area. As you know, a couple like fun little like things from this trip. I won't bore you too much with the details, but You know, my mom is quite a gypsy. She's, you know, she, it's hard to really explain. She grew up on a chicken farm. She was an artist.
When you say gypsy, she's not like from like the Roma people of Bavaria.
No, she doesn't like travel around in a caravan or anything, but she did live on a commune when she was in her 20s. She's an artist. She's always been an artist. And you know, she's got some wild stories, but her closet is so crazy because she has like clothes, you know, everybody has like a personal style, but she wears clothes from all different cultures. So she's got such an eclectic mix of clothing, and she goes to dances and parties a lot. So she's always just got this, like, she's got kimonos, but then she's got like sequin stuff, and she's got Mexican bolo jacket. And like, I mean, she's like everything.
Sounds like your mom is living her best life.
Oh, she really is. And she's so cute. She gets so excited. And so she's trying to show me everything, and she's trying to encourage me to wear certain wacky things on the show. I thought you might be interested in this.
Well, maybe our audience would be interested.
I was going to say, because I told
probably
her.
Probably less than me.
I told personally. My mom, I'm like, occasionally Sarah and I like borderline wear our pajamas. We're not really sure how our audience feels about that. But if you want us to wear bolo jackets and like sequins and stuff, just let us know.
We'll do it. You want a sequin show? We'll do it. Yeah.
But I actually did borrow a few items from her that I might wear on New Year's if we hang out. But other than that, hung out with my favorite uncles. Love those guys. And, you know, I hung out with some neat old people. And what I realized, you know, I've been a little bit like, I don't know, like I'm not that happy about aging, you know, and I'm trying to have a better attitude about it. And I met these wonderful old ladies that were really cute and spunky, and they kind of inspired me. And I was like, you know, it can't all be that bad. They're having fun.
When you say old ladies, how old were they?
They were like almost 70. Like late 60s.
That's not that old, Heather.
Well, what do you consider old? Like 90?
90s.
I'm going to a 90th birthday party tonight.
Who's turning 90?
It's an actor. Some of you might know him. His name is Dick Miller.
Okay.
And he is a sort of like a very prominent, like, you know, you would recognize him if you look him up. You got to look him up. He was in Terminator and The Howling and a lot of like these.
Oh, so he's
he played the guy in the Terminator that was in the gun shop when Arnold Schwarzenegger comes in, and he's just like, and then he shoots him. He's like helping him with guns. I mean, he just has that face that is so recognizable because he's just been in so much stuff. Anyway,
he's turning 90. Career actor.
You know, and I'm going to be, 90. It's a formal, it's sort of like a cocktail party. So I'm excited.
That sounds really fun.
It'll be interesting.
You know, my grandmother, my mother's mother, who lived to be 99, weeks before her 100th birthday, she passed away.
Wow.
I know. But she was always in perfect health, and she was doing so good, like to the point where everyone was like, you're a superhuman for a while. For her 90th birthday, we threw her a surprise party, and it was family and friends, and she had a lot of friends, you know, everyone who was still around anyway, but it was a big group, and we surprised her, and she was so shocked, pleased, but shocked to the point where we were like, sit down, Nanny, like, I'm sorry, would you like some water? Like, afterwards, my mom was like, no more surprises.
Wow.
We've officially gotten to the point where she can't handle things like this. The 90-year-old woman needs like a little bit more chill.
Yeah,
because totally. It was like, surprise, you know, or it was like,
yeah,
you know, like, don't have a stroke. Yeah. Don't have a stroke. Don't have a stroke.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear about a lot of surprise parties for old people. I guess there's, you know, that makes sense.
Well, she was doing so well for so long, we just didn't realize it would ever catch up with her.
Oh my God. That's funny. That's really funny. So what else is going on, Sarah?
Well, I thought that we would talk a little bit about Christmas because we just got done with it. I didn't do anything very significant. I wanted to keep it pretty chill. Part of the reason is because my family is spread across the universe. And also because, I don't know, just I've got the week off of most of my other work this week, so...
And you needed a staycation. Yeah. That's always nice.
Yeah, I was really just ready to
sleep in and not have any obligations.
And,
I get it.
And just kind of get up and sometimes... Like yesterday, I watched 5 hours of television in a row and was just like, let's keep going. And I'm going to order some sushi on Postmates. It was great. I can't do that any other day.
Sure.
Not any other Wednesday. There's something
so decadent and relaxing about that, though.
Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of laughing about it because there's a certain amount of boasting that goes on with Christmas where it's like, look at my tree.
Yeah, totally.
Look at my cool dog's Christmas sweater.
Look at all these gifts I got.
And all of that stuff. And I don't really get that. I kind of can't be bothered because it's all just weird stuff that I don't want to deal with later. So it's not so much for me. However, on Christmas Day, I went to my cousin Molly's house. Molly watches the show. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah. And Zach. Hi, Zach. They got married last year. They're having a baby in April, and they just have the cutest little life in El Segundo. Oh, my God. However, there is a place in El Segundo called Candy Cane Lane.
Oh.
And it's a real street that during the holidays gets like blocked off.
That's the real name of the street all year round?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I know.
That's odd.
And like they're like nice houses, like nice craftsmen, like really nice. And everyone goes way out of control with the decorations. And the whole idea is that the rest of us like walk around like taking photos of like these people's houses. And I will say, and we did this on Christmas. We did this on Christmas night because I was over there. And I've got Otis with me, the dog. You know, and Otis is just sort of like, and I'm saying to Molly, like, I feel like I'm on acid right now. Like, this is kind of weird. And she's like, this is super weird. But that it's their neighborhood. It's like three blocks away from them. And like other people are like selling like candy corn and what, like where are we right now? This is so weird. Candy Cane Lane is real weird.
It's very interesting.
However, it was really nice. And
it kind of sounds fun. Very festive.
Very festive. But to the point where it's like, if you lived in one of those houses, the street is blocked off. Like, you can't drive in and out.
I don't get it.
Like, so is that like a neighborhood association thing that you have to agree to before you move in? I want to know more about this.
Maybe they drive sleighs into the sky.
There were some really weird, I don't know, curb appeal.
I actually saw a lot of stuff too. I saw, so in, I was in San Francisco for a few days and on kind of near like a Noe Valley area, like up in the hills, there was this house that people were screeching to a halt as they drove by to stop and take pictures. It was like larger than life, like massive, like huge wrapped presents, like stuck on the side of the wall and like these big stockings. And I actually posted a photo to social media, but ridiculous, like totally over the top.
Very over the top. And before we move on, the reason that I was sort of thinking about what does Christmas mean to you and me? Decoratingly, because to me it means zero. Like, I haven't had a tree since I moved out of my house when I was,
I've never known you to have a tree,
18 years old. Like, I just, it's just not like, I don't,
it's not
wanna...
your thing. It's like Halloween, you don't want to put a costume on.
No, I don't. But I respect the fact that it brings kids a lot of joy.
It really does.
And that's something
important.
That
yeah
it is, it is important. I thought about this whole idea because E40, who's a Bay Area rapper, he's from Vallejo. If you don't know him, look him up. But if you don't know him, I also wonder like why you even would want to hang out with us, because you should. E40 posted a photo of his own Christmas tree hanging upside down off of the sort of main kind of
And it was like a fake tree.
I'm sure it was a fake tree.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't a real tree, off of his chandelier in the foyer of his house, which is just eye-rolly and funny.
And it's like,
it made me laugh.
It's like just anything goes. Like, be different. Okay, let me see. How can I be different this year? Because it's so hard to be different anymore because there's just everything's
upside
been
down
done.
Tree.
Woohoo! That's wild. Well, here's something that might cheer you up, Sarah.
All right.
Did you know that 2019 is the year of the pig?
I did, because we talked about it last week.
We did briefly? Okay. Yeah. I think I said I was going to talk about it this week. Anyway, you take this with a grain of salt. I mean, as I do.
And year of the pig, to me, because one of your cats is Ziggy, and we call him Zig the pig.
Yeah, man, he's got a pig nose.
When I hear you're the pig, I think of Ziggy.
I know. In fact, I said it like I would say. I always go Zig the pig. Yeah, no, it is. It's the year of Ziggy the piggy, but it's also they call it the Earth pig. Which is interesting because I'm like, was there a space pig?
Who's they?
Well, astrologists. This is why I take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. So it apparently the year of the Earth pig is a year of fortune and luck. It's a great year to make money and a good year to invest. In general, astrologists say that the year of the pig will be a quiet and rewarding one, bringing renewed focus on family, close friends, and loved ones, as well as a renewal of old bonds and the creation of new ones.
Oh.
Good fortune, both personally and professionally, will come to those who are not afraid to be pig-headed in their pursuit of aims, but likewise to those who also understand the value of the mediating influences of intuition and altruism. So it's basically the year of the selfless go-getter. So, you know, take that for what it is.
Okay.
I thought that maybe it you know, if we learned anything from this, we can just the New Year
be more like pigs.
Eat high on the hog.
Yeah, sure.
Live high on the hog.
I was born in the year of the dragon. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And I'm the tiger. Those are two pretty strong mm-hmm. ones. I'd rather have that than the year of the rat or the pig.
Or the cock?
I mean, yeah.
Ugh. Like, no, thank you.
Dragon's good. Dragon's real good.
Dragon's like the best.
Kind
one.
Of the best because you're like kind of a mythical. Mm-hmm. Tiger's probably the second best though.
Tiger's definitely good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Definitely good. I mean, pig would, if I didn't know Ziggy, I might be like,
yeah. Pig. But, Zig brings it up a little.
But
a
notch. I hang out with him enough where I'm like, hey, pigs.
I know. Isn't it work? It just works.
He's got pig coloring.
He does. And he's got a little, like, the pink pig nose and, you know.
He's a pig.
He's a little pig.
All right. Well, you're the pig.
You're the pig. So I thought that might, you know, maybe, you know, pep you up a little bit, knowing that potentially it will be a year of fortune and good luck.
Oh, man.
So fingers crossed.
I'll take it. I will take it. Hey, before we move on to some of our other stories in the show, we wanted to remind folks that we are community supported 100%. And we do that through Patreon. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysis a great place to start. If you don't totally understand the model, it's a way that we keep our show going
and
every month.
No ads.
Through community support.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've been ad free for 25 episodes now.
25.
I know, cray cray.
It's super cray.
We're more than
we're almost a year into a century.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I was gonna say too, we have some. Check out our tiers on the right hand side of our page. We have some stuff. You know, scroll down a little bit. I know we have some you know manageable tiers, and then we've got some other ones. You know. Hey man, you can get me to jump in the ocean in 40 degree weather for $250 a month. And you can just do a one-time $250. You don't have to do it forevermore. But I mean, can you imagine what that would be like? What kind of video you would get in your inbox?
What kind of humiliation Heather might endure?
I'm surprised nobody's jumped on
behalf.
That.
Exactly.
Anyway, good stuff.
We have lots of milestones and tiers and goals for what we want the show to become.
We're getting close to our first goal, but we keep getting up there, and then we keep dropping back down.
I know. So
two shows a week.
And that's something to maybe this is a good time to remind folks, your contribution on any level is so appreciated. Mm-hmm. We do have milestone goals, though, as well. And that means if we get to a certain point a month, you know, we'll do two shows a week. Mm-hmm. We'll, you know, there are lots of things that we've put in place when we decided to start the show. And if you're not familiar with those, and that might make you to contribute.
Absolutely. Because it, this is something that we would like to continue to do for a long time, maybe forever.
I like how she laughs.
I only laugh because, we need to get to a certain point to be able to put a little bit more energy into it. So, yes, thank you in advance for all of your support. We love you.
We really do. So, a little bit of a tech roundup, Heather. Mm-hmm. And
hit me. I'm ready.
Gosh, there's been so much Facebook is, colluding with Russia.
I know. Blah, blah, blah. It's exhausting.
We're not going to talk about all that. I can't. I literally cannot. However, what I can talk about is, this is interesting. Amazon reported that Alexa voice shopping, meaning you would say mm-hmm. to your Echo speaker, yep. Hello, girl. I won't say her name again because I know it triggers things. I want this, whatever. Tripled during the 2018 wow. holiday season, which is not a huge surprise because people just have more Echoes or sure. Echo-like speakers. I have a Sonos One, but it uses Amazon's voice assistant as well.
And they're getting more lazy. I mean, my problem with that is that I want to look at what I'm going to buy. Like, I want to see the visual. I want to look at reviews. Like, I'm not just going to be like, hey, get me this and not do the research.
Well, how about this? So, and this is not new. This has been a product for at least a couple of years. There's like an Amazon Pen, mm-hmm. right? Where you go around and like, let's say you're running out of toilet paper and you just scan the
ooh, wow.
the little whatever it is.
The barcode.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But that's on the package of the toilet paper. What if you throw that away though?
Well, do it before you throw it away. But then Amazon is sort of like, okay, now it's in my cart.
Oh, okay.
Which is really, really helpful.
That actually is.
And I actually know a lot of folks who run much more organized households than yeah. me, where they're like, Sarah, what do you mean you ran out of cat food? Like, wouldn't you just like always scan?
That's actually really interesting because I've been noticing this lately because I keep these lists on like grocery lists on my notepad. And half the time I'll be like, oh, I got to remember to add toilet paper. And then I'll forget. And then I go to, and then I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, it's like this extra step writing notes.
Right.
It's interesting. They're trying to take away that part, which I think is great. Because
it's great. It also.
Lists drive me crazy.
It also, keeps mom and pop USA out of work.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. That's a whole other conversation. However, I did think it was interesting that so many people were ordering goods and services via Amazon's assistant. Because I don't do that.
Mm-mm, I don't either.
I sometimes add to a shopping list. I will.
Okay.
But that's something that I'll look at later on an app.
See, I need to learn how to do that because I think that would help me. Yeah. It's just to voice it so I don't have to like pick up a gadget and like write it and like type it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help me.
Yeah, it's basically like when you run out of toilet paper and you're like, ugh. Then you're like, Alexa, order more toilet paper. And she'll be like, okay.
All right, I'm doing it.
So
I'm gonna try it.
The other, this is a weird one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Before we get out of our little tech minute here, this is a story that came from Abacus News. And that's significant because Abacus News is owned by Alibaba, which is basically the Amazon of China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any news that's coming out of one of these publications, mm-hmm. it'd be like if I was reading an Amazon story that was made by Amazon's PR team.
Mm-hmm.
Grain of salt.
Yeah.
However, apparently some of the biggest users of live streaming in China are not, what you would think of as like pretty teenagers mm-hmm. or, people doing stunts or whatever. They're actually Chinese farmers because so many, especially younger people in China live in urban environments mm-hmm. and don't have any connection to the farming community, which would bring them the goods and services mm-hmm. that they're enjoying. They're kind of fascinated with the farming side of it.
I love this.
So it's become a streaming phenomenon.
That is a trip.
I know.
Wow. I wonder if, anyway, we met that guy a couple weeks ago who's doing the live streaming, that company. I'm curious. I got to check that out. That is fascinating.
It is.
I love that.
And I think it It's funny because I grew up, which I say all the time on the show, I grew up in a farming community for sure. Mm-hmm. Like straight up farmers. Mm-hmm. So I understand that life. I don't find it interesting at all. But I think if you never really had that, mm-hmm. and looked at it, you would find it interesting.
Well, you know, I this resonates with me because I worked on a farm for like at least a year. I can't even remember how long I was there, but in college, I had to get there. I remember riding my bike there at like 4 a.m, you know, and you have to like,
oh man,
you have to, you know, you take a machete and you cut off all the broccoli and the, you know, you go down the row. And in fact, I was in charge of the garlic greenhouse, which was a whole situation. It's funny, whenever I look at garlic in the store, I always think about
this,
my,
like,
this is real. Wait, I'm not lying
like
to
you. Are you like a farmer in Gilroy, California?
No. Well,
that's the garlic capital, by the way, if anyone doesn't know.
It's actually funny because I consider myself a pretty urban person. I like to live in an urban place. Yeah. I love like culture and the arts and music. But I also, you know, I grew up in a small town too, and I do really appreciate like small towns. Suburbia, I would say, is maybe a little less interesting to me, mm-hmm. but I do like a smaller like village that maybe has farms. So I don't know. I was sort of fascinated by the lifestyle, I guess. And mm-hmm. so I don't even know how I got the job. I mean, how did I meet this farmer? I have no idea. Cannot remember. Anyway, he actually, he was like a poet and he like hit on me. It was this whole situation. I'm not kidding, but that's a story for another
day. I've known Heather for 20 years.
She's never heard this story.
Never heard the story. Not once.
I'll tell you offline at the bar, but, okay. But anyway, so I was in charge of the garlic, and it's funny. I don't look at garlic the same anymore. It's kind of a trip. So I do appreciate that. Anyway.
Yeah, before we move on, I there's not too much to say about the fact that there are certain weird streaming phenomenons that happen with people that aren't in the life that they're watching the streaming person enjoying. And this is not a huge surprise, but it sounds like it has spiked to the point where you're like, okay, well, we got a lot of kids who don't understand rural life,
yeah,
who are obsessed with it, mm-hmm. and are watching live streams of farmers doing their thing.
Well, I think that like live streaming is going to get more and more popular, like on the, like these little niche, you know, I don't know. I can feel it.
Well, tell Facebook that.
We're going to have to start live streaming the show, I think, at some point.
Hey, if you like it, tell us to live stream. We'll do it.
We'll do it. So you're excited for 2019 because, like, you know, new year, kind of like fresh start kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm probably on the, there's sort of a spectrum, I think, of people who either are like, New Year's is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And other people who are like, ugh. Yeah, no, totally. Don't even, too much pressure, mm-hmm. not gonna, you know, my friend Trish, who watches the show as well.
Hey, Trish.
She's not a New Year's person. She's like, I don't like using that as an excuse to start anew. Mm. Just do it.
Do it all the time.
When you want to, yeah. or, you know, like, it's just like, I hate it.
Yeah.
That's never really bothered me about New Year's, but I also don't really care if it's not like some big blowout. Mm-hmm. You and I were at a party last year. It was real fun and, you know, had a good time. But I've also had plenty of New Year's Eves where I watch Seinfeld reruns and fell asleep
Sounds
before
great.
Midnight.
Sounds really good.
I know.
That might be happening this year.
Yeah, but I am looking forward to it because 2018 was difficult.
Yeah.
And so if you think of it, at least in terms of like renewal.
Yeah, like
regrowth,
new calendar, yeah. you know, like yeah. I like it. I think it you know, whether it's really going to bring renewal and growth, even just feeling that fresh start feeling helps a lot to kind of propel you into maybe thinking differently or whatever. So yeah. It made me think about, I'm not talking about like New Year's resolutions or anything. I'm just sort of thinking, so New York Times, you know, does a series of lists every year, and they do this one that's like 10 ways to be a better person kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of thought about that. I was like, well, you know, I don't think I'm a bad person. I think I'm a pretty decent person. I mean, what do you think, Sarah?
But I think you're a great person.
But, you know, we can all make little tweaks.
You're horrible, Heather.
Could you imagine?
Real bad.
This is a good time for me to tell you that you're a real jerk. on air. But I thought of things like little things I could do that I get on myself about. So I wanted to share those with you. And I really encourage you to write us about yours, because maybe it would be cathartic for you guys to, you know, write us an email of things that you would like to, you know, change in yourself for 2019. So here are mine. Make my bed. Okay. I know that sounds really trite, mm-hmm. but I find that it kind of could kick off your day, like in an organized way. It's such a simple thing, but when you make your bed, you get up and it's like, there's a little bit of a structure. I think I think that's going to help me. Cause I generally just kind of get up and it's like a huge mess. And
my mother would agree with you, and she's never quite gotten me to agree with her. Mm-hmm. Linnell Lane makes her bed every day.
Oh, I bet.
And feels like if it isn't made, the day cannot continue.
Yeah, no, a lot of people believe that. It's funny because I'm the same as you. Like, I'll kind of just get out and it's like, it's not like super messy. It's just like kind of open.
I'll put it back together before I get it later.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. You know, I really love road trips. And I mean, I just had one. It was, you know, it was kind of a loner road trip, but I still kind of enjoyed being in the car and hitting the road. And I would love, there's so many areas around here that I have not been to, that I'm excited to, I would like to do more road trips to explore this area, because I mean, I'm not as familiar with it. And tap into like my adventurous side, because I think I've been such an urban dweller. You know, I love like an urban adventure, but it would be really nice to go to the desert and I don't know, like just walk up a big rock, you know, and just sort of feel alive again, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Well, and I think before the show you were saying you have some friends up in, you know, mountain country, not far from here, where it's snowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're not seeing the snow.
I mean, I would love, I mean, yeah, this friend told me this morning that it just snowed and it was so beautiful. And I thought, aw.
Yeah, I know. Nice, it is. And it's not that far.
No, it's not. No. And, you know, Big Bear is really cool. I mean, there's a lot of great places. I would also, you know, like I mentioned this earlier, but like embrace aging, you know, what are you going to do? You know, there's not much you can do about it. I got to be a little bit better about that.
Well, there are definitely some things you can do about it. But you can't change your age.
No,
that's for sure.
And so I'm like, I'm going to embrace
I think that's part of, it's funny. I went on a date with somebody who was 30 mm-hmm. recently mm-hmm. and real nice, whatever. But I'm a decade older than this man.
Yeah.
And we're real, you know, we got along fine. But I realized the whole time how much older I was than him. And it wasn't because he wasn't wise or, you know, well traveled or whatever. It just is the way it is.
It really is. And, it, you know, it really, a year does make a difference. A few years does. I mean, it's
10 years for sure. It does.
For sure does. You can really tell. Like, I can tell when someone's like in their 30s or in their 20s or whatever.
Yeah. And it's not a bad thing at all. In fact, I remember being in my 20s and having people who were in their 30s tell me like, well, yeah, Sarah, you'll figure it out eventually. And like, it used to like, really bother me.
Yeah. No, but it's
you
true.
You know, because you don't want to feel like, no, I'm tapped in. Yeah. Like I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I'm paying attention.
Yeah, no, it's
but
crazy.
But there's nothing that really, mm-mm. you know, there's no substitute for experience.
No, it's so true. So I'm going to rattle off the last few. Pay attention and get out of my head, which is something that I tend to have my head up in the clouds, and I'm not. Sometimes I you know, I've got a lot going on in my head, and I'm, you know, I think that sometimes I could benefit from being in the moment a little bit more. Sit down and write a short film, even if it takes all year. This has just been something I've been wanting to do. I've done a few short films. I have another friend who encouraged me to, you know, just, you know, I know it takes time, and but why not? I'd like to have a creative endeavor like that. Keep it simple. Try not to buy too much stuff. You know, I have a little bit of a pared down lifestyle now, and it actually feels really good. I feel like I can, you know, focus a little bit more on my brain and like what's really going on. And, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Accept things that you cannot control. And if there's a setback, just whatever you do, don't lose faith. And that's my list.
I think that's a really good list.
Thanks.
Yes, very much so.
So I would like to know yours. Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Thank you. That is all.
You're welcome.
By the way, while we're talking about email, again, you know, your contributions mean everything to us. But if you can't contribute monetarily, please leave us a review on iTunes. We're at 23 reviews. We would love to have more. You know, please help us hit some of these goals. And I wanted to share one quick email with you. This is from a lovely man named Craig. We call him Craig-o. He's been a longtime listener. He did.
Hey, Craig-o.
Yeah. So he wrote us. He said, "Hi, girls. I love you both. I'm back and now I'm stronger than ever." He's a Coast Guarder, like a lot of you out there. And he was hoping that we'd follow him on Instagram, which I do. He wants us to know him like he knows us, which I think is really sweet. And I totally agree.
When he says he's a Coast Guarder, he's not in the Coast Guard.
No,
he's part of the such a good day Coast Guard.
Yeah,
which means that he's part of the Patreon community.
He's part of the $10 ballas that are keeping this boat afloat.
Hey.
And anyway, so I just wanted to shout him out because he's a fantastic guy.
Oh, Craig, I'm so happy to hear that.
And on that note.
On that note.
Wow, we're already at the end of the show. I felt like went by very fast.
It did.
Anyway, all of you $5 and above, including you, Craig, stick around for our bonus topic.
Which we have already talked about, and it's going to be
a thrill.
Things that we would change and things that we wouldn't change.
About ourselves.
Is it ourselves? Is it about life? Is it about both?
Is it about men? And their chivalry.
You'll never know.
If you don't contribute.
Unless you contribute to our Patreon. Oh, goodness gracious. If for everyone else, this is going to be our last show of 2018.
It is. I wish we had some confetti or party hats or something. God, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Well, we love you all. And
we do.
Whether you're listening or watching the video, or sticking around for the bonus topic. Boy, do we love you all.
We really do.
I was going to say guys, but it's guys and gals.
Guys and gals.
And everyone in between.
Absolutely.
And a lot of animals as well.
Yes, lots of animals.
I know a lot of your pets love your pets show. Too.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So we'll see you in 2019, I guess.
We will. Right? We will. For everybody else, stick around. More to come. I'm Sarah.
I'm Heather.
And have such a good day.
Bye.